Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. I'd like to thank the sponsors for our program, and that includes GrowMark, locally owned, globally strong, and Monsanto, Roundup Ready Plus for weed management solutions. In this week's program, we're going to learn a little bit about IFAJ. That's the International Federation of Agricultural Journalists. I just returned from the annual Congress, this time held in Sweden. We were actually a little bit to the west outside of Stockholm and got to learn a lot about Swedish agriculture. I'd like to first thank the committee that put that on. They did a great job, thoroughly enjoyed it, and I am glad to be back home at ZimCom World Headquarters, though. So this in this week's program, we're going to hear from a couple of people that I spoke with there. First of all, I do want to thank DuPont Pioneer for once again being the sponsor of my coverage of the IFAJ Congress. We really appreciate them and hope we get to continue that in the future. First up, I've got for you the new president of the IFAJ, and that's Marcus Rediger. He is from Switzerland, and Marcus is going to tell us a little bit about what we can expect from IFAJ here in the coming year. Following Marcus, I have Maria Mosquera. She is one of the organizers for the 2013 Congress. That will be held in Argentina. And so we'll hear from her as she talks a little bit about what's already being planned for those who attend next year. So let's get started with Marcus. First of all, Marcus, congratulations, new president for IFAJ. This closing banquet of the Congress is kind of going to be your first on-the-stage platform as the president, I think. Let's just hear your ideas on where is IFAJ at now in its development, and what do you see for the future, especially here during your term?
I think we have in mind that we would like to be a more global organization. We would like to grow and to offer much of our knowledge and of our network to parts of the world that have not been involved much so far. We are aiming to Asia, Africa, Latin America, but on the other hand, we are also a presence in Eastern Europe. And it's also in some countries a challenge to stay in touch with the guilds and to have to keep the guilds, the existing guilds on board. We think for us it's important to keep this network alive, and especially what we are aiming to is developing opportunities electronically by webinars, by internet, Facebook, such and such on one hand. But on the other, we also would like to stay in touch through meetings, events where people can meet each other in person, because we think it's good to see each other, to talk to each other, so new ideas can grow, and the friendship is also very, very important, that the journalists know each other, they can get in touch each other, and therefore the personal encounter is absolutely very important, and we enjoy this tonight very much. We have persons from over 35 countries here tonight in Stockholm.
Well, we just welcomed India, if I got it correct, and their association to the IFAJ ranks, so just a sign that we are continuing to grow. Are we in discussions with other countries then to see if they might be open to being a part?
I mean, we have been, you know, we have been in touch with in Asia with the Philippines. We also had contacts to China. We're talking about South Korea. Japan is already a member. Through all what happened in Japan, we helped them also. But with Japan, we have to stay in touch and to see that they can develop to develop their guild. So there is in Asia something going on, in Africa through this educational tool, the masterclass. We have people from quite many countries here. Well, there is also the challenge of the languages, you know, with French, Portuguese. But it was quite a very good masterclass that we had here. So they're here tonight. We had good talks with Gambia that they would like to establish a guild there. With our help, according to our, we have we offer them help to establish a constitution. Mm-hmm. So we're doing step by step there. Tonight I talked, coming here in the bus with our Argentinian colleagues, that they would serve like a hub to establish networks in the countries around. Our past president Mike Wilson talked to Brazil, talking to Uruguay, you know, Peru. I've talked in Paraguay with journalists, but there is no agricultural guild. So there are lots of contacts that we hope some of them will develop in memberships, in being part of the network in the next few years.
Sounds great. I look forward to watching. I'm going to assume that in Argentina we're going to ring a Swiss cowbell maybe when we're there.
Yeah, well, the Swiss cowbell I received from my colleagues in Switzerland. This was a big surprise for me that Adrian Krebs, a member of the committee, came with a Swiss cowbell with nice embroidered leather and congratulations. So maybe I should take the cowbell with me wherever I go.
I think we're going to expect that. Well, as anybody can hear, we are about to start our closing banquet for this year's Congress. One of the, I guess, key features of any is the, sort of the gala banquet. That's Marcus Rediger. He is the new president of IFAJ. Next up, we will hear a little bit from Maria Mosquera.
First of all, tell us a little about yourself and where you're from, Maria.
Well, I'm from Argentina, from Buenos Aires, and I'm part of the organizing committee for the IFAJ 2013. Well, in Buenos Aires.
Yes, let's talk about that. Okay. I'm looking forward to it already, but you kind of announced it and gave us some information here, including the dates. When will we have this?
So this is going to be in 2013, running from September the 1st to September the 5th, and it's going to have two locations. One is going to be Buenos Aires City, and the other one is going to be Rosario City in the province of Santa Fe. That's the hub for the agricultural business in Argentina.
So at this point, I don't know if all the plans are made, but what can you share as far as what we're going to come there to see and do?
Okay, exactly. Nothing is completely done yet. We're in the process of organizing it. But what we're going to have is we're going to have one first day in Buenos Aires to have an experience in the city and meet with the people of the Chamber of Commerce in Buenos Aires. Then we're going to commute the following day to Rosario City. We're going to have a tour to an orange farmer's production. And after that, we're going to have one whole day of academic content and another whole day of tours. So we're going to have tours that include agriculture, livestock, dairy products, and in terms of academic content, what we're going to have is we're going to have an overview of the economic situation in Argentina in terms of agriculture, not only in Argentina but also in the region, taking Mercosur as a economic unit within Latin America. So the overview is going to be quite broad. We want to include the different countries in the region, and we want all the delegates to have a hands-on experience in the tours. So that's our goal.
And I think we can, there's a website already or something.
Yeah,
is there?
Yeah. You can go on to www.ifajargentina.com, and you have all the information there. We're going to be uploading all the programs there. You have information about Argentina. We're planning a lot of post-Congress tours. You have information about visas or general information about Argentina, and you can always reach us through the website.
Well, I, like I said, I'm looking forward to it. I have not been to Argentina yet. Maybe I won't have to travel as far as some, but it's still a long ways down from the United States, too.
Yeah, it is. It is, but it's worth it. It's as we call it, it's an adventure to a land of contrasts. So it's interesting. It's very different from everything you've really seen until now. It's different from what you can see in the U.S. or in Canada, as you've seen in previous congresses. It's very different from Europe. So it's very promising in that sense. You know, it's an adventure.
Well, you had a video tease here for us that made it look like it's very diverse, too, with climate-wise from, say, the southern end to the northern end.
Yeah, because you have very, very hot and dry areas in Argentina. You have Patagonia, which is impressive. You have the Iguazu Falls. Then you have the Andes, and you have all the wine production in the Andes. So it's absolutely very diverse, and there's something for everybody, and it's very, very big. So, yeah, definitely a lot of fun.
Well, we are looking forward to it, and that's what I wanted, was just to kind of get a little bit of a preview so we can tease people and get them to thinking about doing this next year. Uh-huh. Thank you, Maria Mosquera, one of the organizers for the Argentina Congress in 2013.
Well, the IFAJ Congress was awesome. I just would love to see more American ag journalists get involved, though. I'm telling you, you make contacts and relationships that will help you do your job and broaden your horizons. So highly recommend it. That is our Zimcast for this week. I hope you've enjoyed it, and thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.